Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Hello, Jeremy. Thank you. So after the controversy of the last two votes in the previous division, it's now the M1 division on the first day of May Bumps 2012. I'm down here at Grassy Corner. It's actually a beautiful evening. It's cool, but it's dry and sunny, and we've got a decent crowd out here for the first day of Bumps. Ed is down on the Long Reach. Em is at Ditton, and Hannah's up at First Post. So go down to Ed, see what's happening on the Long Reach. How's the wind down there, Ed? Is it okay?
It's actually been a very calm day. The wind can really pick up down here some days. There's the odd gust coming through, just blowing the paper on my clipboard, but it's not too bad. Men's Division 1, it's always about headship this race. Keys have it at the moment. Will they be seriously challenged this week? The answer to that question, if the championship heads time trial races or anything to go by, is a resounding no. We're frankly expecting Keys to run away with it. The action is expected to be further down with a quick AMBC crew, perhaps having a push for Blades this week. And also, Emma, at the back of the division in position 13, may also be pushing on. But of course, Downing, first and third, Katz and Pembroke in positions 2 to 5 on the river will be dreaming of getting headship. And we can have a full order now from M at Ditton Corner.
Yes, thank you, Ed. Okay, let's run through. So at the head, we have Keys 1, Downing, St. Katz, first and third, then Pembroke, Jesus, and then BC, Queens, Fitz, Maudlin, Clare, Trinity Hall, Emma, Christ, Churchill, Kings, Robinson, and then finally the sandwich boat is Downing, Emma 2, who rode very strongly in the last race. So let's go to Hannah now, who is at the start waiting for that cannon to go off. Hannah.
Thank you very much, Em. I'm sitting here very much enjoying the beautiful evening, as Ben mentioned earlier. There's a very slight wind, but nothing to speak of. And I'm just sitting here watching the traffic go over the bridge under which the boats are positioned, waiting for that cannon to go off. We've just seen an incredible incredible race with some controversy. Oh, but here we go. Here the cannon has just gone off, and I'm waiting for Keys 1 to come towards me now, and they are doing so. They are looking incredibly strong, as Ed predicted. Absolutely fantastic line they're taking through here. Brilliant technique. Not looking like Downing's going to give them a bit of a challenge, but Downing are going to try. There's at least a length and a half in between them at the moment, and Keys definitely look like they're pulling away very strongly. Beautiful technique, pulling right through, and Em should be seeing them in a minute. Now, Downing aren't giving them much of a challenge at the moment, but they will be trying their absolute utmost to do so, because obviously Head of the River is at stake here. Now, behind them, we've got some cats who don't look like they're troubling Downing. But behind them are first and third, who look like they might give them a bit of trouble later. At the moment, there's about two lengths behind between them, but something could go down at Grassy. Behind them, we've got Pembroke, who initially looked quite strong, but now it looks like Jesus might be catching up on them. We'll see how that goes down later in the race. What's really interesting, though, is between Jesus and Maggie, it looks like Maggie are closing in on Jesus. Looks like that could be really, really interesting as we get further down. Is anything going on at Grassy yet?
As you come to me, Hannah, yes, there is stuff going on at Grassy. Keys, the first boat of Keys, they are the cream of the crop. They got the headship last year. They thoroughly deserved it. And they are pulling miles away from the Downing boat behind them. They are three boat lengths easily ahead already by entering the Plough Reach. That's how far they are. Downing 1, holding station still with St. Katz. That Keys boat is absolutely amazing, because Downing 2 actually are pulling away from St. Katz pretty well. But there's no way they'll catch Keys. All taking really good lines through Grassy Corner, as you'd expect. After St. Katz, first and third, and then number one behind them. The interesting bit is happening in the gut, as you said, Hannah, is Maggie's one. Will they catch Jesus one? Will they catch them on Grassy Corner, where their captain's father is standing, watching? I'm going to stick with it for now, if that's all right with you, Hannah, because they're looking like they are gaining. They've still got maybe a bow and a half length between them. They're gaining ever so slightly. Actually, there's not a lot here as they pass in front of me, so if anything happens, it will happen further down after Plough Reach with Em and Ed. Then Queens, though, are way behind Maggie. So Maggie's are pulling away. Hannah, back to you, and then I'll pick the rest later. Hannah.
Yes, Ben, it looks like we might be getting a bump between Emma and Price. That looks like that might happen in the next few minutes. Behind them, Churchill are being hotly pursued by King. That looks like that could happen very, very soon. Less than a quarter of a length between them. That could be a bump. That could very, very soon be a bump. Especially between Robinson and Downing 2, there's absolutely miles, at least four boat lengths. Doesn't look like Downing 2 are going to be troubling Robinson. Ben, have we got anything more on the Price situation?
Yes, I've got an awful lot of excitement here. Rowing past me right now is Claire 1, catching Maudlin 1. I have made my place on the flowery, which is none of that. And yes, they do. Maudlin 1 concede to Claire 1. I've then got three votes chasing each other. Chasing Queen. Yes.
First and third, one lot chasing about the Bumble Panther Cats. And I can also say that Jesus looks like they're coming up on Pembroke very, very hard as we come round Distant Corner. There's a lot going on up here. We're going to have to go to Ed to get confirmation. OMBC looking very strong, but no, they're going to challenge. Ed, what can we see there?
Well, I can't see much yet. I can see a Dorn and Keys crew, of course. Who can't see them? They're about 20 lengths clear. No, they're only about five, I'd say, clear of the Downing crew behind. So let's flow quickly back to you at Ditton M.
Okay, well, coming past me now is Queen. There's a big gap between them and the crews in front, and Fitz behind. They both look like they're going to have strong rollovers. Yes, coming to you.
Okay, here on Grassy, just going past me with Churchill 1 and King's 1. King's 1 really catching up on Churchill. There could well be a bump on there as they exit the plough, I reckon. And then we have the trio of boats ahead of them, Christ, Emma and Trinity Hall, all within just a few fractions of a boat length of each other. We've seen no bumps yet. I'm watching the boat go down the reef as they pass us through the plough. Ed?
Well, let's talk about bumps. Let's talk about bumps between Cax and First and Third, halfway down the long reach. And just behind that, more boats have pulled in. That's Pembroke and... Well, I can't imagine that's Pembroke and Jesus, but I suppose it must be. So that was in two bumps. I'm just going to confirm those, but I imagine LMBC, I can see the red blades are still rolling. So two bumps. First and third on Cats, Jesus on Pembroke, Downing and Keys looking good for rollovers. Back to you, M.
Ed, yes, I can just see in front of me King's line. They're really coming up on Churchill. They're nearly there. The bow ball of King's coming close to the Cox. That Cox is really going to concede in a second as they come round the corner. Surely they're going to concede. There is so much overlap there. The bow ball definitely looks like it's gone past the Cox. That should be a bump within the next few seconds. It just depends how long their Cox pulls out. Behind that, we have Robinson, but they're not going to get anyone. They're just throwing over. And Downing, turning two, also, are they going to row over? Ed, what can you see?
Well, not a lot which would constitute action at the moment. We have LMBC going past. I would say they are 1, 2, 3, 4 lengths clear of Queen, who are themselves probably another 4 lengths clear of Fitz. Fitz, of course, have an easy roll over now because of Claire's bump up on Maudlin. So the action is on the exit of Ditton Corner, where I believe there's just been a bump between Christ and M. But I am probably about a quarter of a mile away from it, so I would wish to confirm that later properly. But I think Trinity Hall are lying over, which would make the bump between Emma and Christ. Back to you, briefly, Em.
Okay, I'm running as fast as my little legs will take me around this corner to bring you confirmation of what's happened. The crowds on the other side of the bank are laughing their heart out, which is all very well. I'll do anything in the Chem-FM course. Okay. So, as I come round, it looks as though there's a crew getting out there very happy. Let's just see what colour they're in. I can tell everything. Yes, Ed, go.
I'm going to say that wasn't a bump which happened now. I'm going to say Emma bumped up on Trinity Hall because Christ, with their dark blue blades, with little white flashes, now they're in front of me instead of sun-kissed behind me. I can see that it is Christ who are going to be rolling over. So Emma had bumped up on Trinity Hall, which does make me feel a little bit better because earlier when you were saying that Emma might be bumped, I was thinking, well, that's my prediction gone. And then LMBC were going to roll over. So I was thinking, I haven't got anything right, but Emma has bumped up, which is some consolation for me. Next crew is Robinson, because Churchill and Kings have bumped out M.
Yes, I was just going to confirm right in front of me, there's a very happy Kings crew with a lot of greenery in their boat. So they have rowed they had bumped up onto Churchill. It's a bad day for Churchill, really. Their W1 obviously crashed into the side in the race before. And Robinson and Downey seem to go over.
Ed, anything further where you are?
Well, just an observation about bumps, which is obviously the bank parties continually try and push their crews on to great heights. And the Downing 2 bank party have just been shouting at their crew, come on, boys, you've got to want it. I don't think wanting it's enough. They're about four lengths behind Robinson in front of them. And when they get to the finish and look at that, they're going to be wondering quite why they've exhausted themselves and they've got to lower the head of Division 2 tomorrow. So I believe we've had five bumps in the division. Can we have a rundown of them, Benedict?
Okay, I actually only count four, but you'll have to clarify if I've got it wrong. Keys 1, row over, looking very, very strong and almost uncatchable. Downing 1, also row over. St. Cats were bumped by 1st and 3rd, 1. Pembroke were bumped by Jesus. Then it looks like Maggie's, Queens, Fitz, Maudlin and Claire all row over.
Maudlin and Claire don't row over.
Claire bumped
Maudlin. I think
Maudlin.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Yes. Claire bumped Maudlin, in that case, around Ditton. Emma bumped up on Trinity Hall. Price, therefore, row over because Kings were bumped Churchill. And then Robinson and Downing 2 look to row over as well at the bottom of the division. Let's go back to the studio.